The next convention is that we name the implementation class according to the rule. For example, it seems that the implementation class name ends in IMPL. So, what do we get if we apply this convention? CSAR2 can automatically register classes whose names obey specified rules into the container. If the target classes are included in the class path, it doesn't matter if they are in the jar file or not. Due to CSAR2 automation, we rarely need to write the configuration data, even if the development scale is larger. Therefore, let's transform the previous beans.xml into CSAR2. The component tag corresponds to the bean tag in Spring. If we register File System Component Auto Register in the configuration file, classes will be automatically registered into the container. We can initialize an object using the init method tag. The method name is specified by the name property. We can set an argument using the arg tag. We can initialize an object without restriction because we can invoke any method with any argument. We can specify classes to automatically register the addClassPattern method. The first argument is a package name. Child packages are searched recursively too. The second argument is a pattern of class name. We can use a regular expression. We only had two classes in this sample, but the more the number of classes increases, the more powerful CSAR2 automation becomes. If we set the class name patterns from the beginning, it's not necessary to add any information to the configuration file, even if the number of classes increases.